afternoon. This is Father Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost, proper 27, year A. Our readings today: Amos chapter 5, verses 18 to 24, Psalm 70, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and to worship You alone. Amen. Lord, we prefer to come to worship You with words we know and love, and with songs that make us feel comfortable. But You are the God who makes all things new. You are the one who speaks in words and ways that we can understand. We bring our new song, not those whose words appear on the written page, but the words of new songs written by Your grace on hearts and lives made new by Your Holy Spirit. May all we say and do and offer bring glory to Your name, and a song that flows from hearts being renewed by Your love. Amen.
By the demon flaring lamps, He's dead.
collect for proper 27, followed by the collect for Remembrance Day, and then our parish prayer. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. On this Remembrance Day, we come, O Lord, in gratitude for all who have died that we may live, for all who endure pain that we might know joy, for all who suffer imprisonment that we might know freedom. Turn our deep feelings now into determination, and our determination into deed, that as men die for peace, we may live for peace, for the sake of the Prince of Peace, even Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Being Prepared. Being Prepared. Jesus promised his disciples that at the end of the age, the Son of Man will come on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory, and he will send out his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Matthew 24, verses 30 and 31. Wanting to be a part of this great event, the disciples ask for a sign. Jesus points out that signs will only be useful to a point. He quoted the sign of the fig tree. He said, "From the fig tree, learn its lessons. As soon as the branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near." Matthew 24, verse 32. Yes, summer is near, but you still will not know the precise day that summer will start. Therefore, as far as the coming of the Son of Man is concerned, looking for a sign will not be helpful, because 1,000 years is like yesterday in God's scheme of things. Jesus reveals that about the day and hour no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Verse 36. Knowledge of the precise time of the second coming of Jesus rests only with the Father. However, Jesus warns them, "Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour. Matthew 24, verses 42 and 44. In our gospel today, from Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13, Jesus, in order to emphasize the need for preparedness for his second coming, tells his disciples the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. There was a wedding to which 10 young virgins were invited to take part. They were instructed to bring lamps so that at the right time they could take part in some kind of torchlight procession. All 10 virgins brought their lamps, but only 5 brought the necessary oil as well. So they all waited for the bridegroom to arrive. Time passed, the bridegroom took longer than expected, and as a result, all 10 bridesmaids fell asleep until he arrived. Suddenly at midnight, it was announced that the groom was approaching. They got up to prepare for the ceremony. It was not obvious why the lamps were necessary. It was midnight. It was pitch dark. The 5 foolish virgins who bought no oil asked the 5 wise virgins to share their oil, but their request was denied. It wasn't that the 5 wise virgins didn't care. It was because there would not be enough oil for all 10 lamps. Better to have a parade with 5 working, well-lit lamps than with 10 running out of oil before the ceremony was completed. The foolish virgins were told to go and purchase their own oil, which they did. However, during their absence, the parade took place, and the groom, accompanied by the 5 wise virgins, entered the celebration hall. The doors were closed. Later, the 5 foolish arrived with oil, but it was too late. That part of the festivities had already been completed. There was no need for their services. They were not allowed to enter to join the wedding celebration. Pleading, "Lord, Lord, open to us," they were sent away with the words, "Truly I tell you, I do not know you." Jesus concludes this parable by warning his disciples and us today to keep awake, for you know neither the day or the hour of his return. Today, we can be certain that Jesus the Christ will come again. For the God whom we worship is a God who always keeps a promise. In fact, an examination of the Old Testament will show that when God makes a promise, it is as good as done. Impossible as it may seem. God promised an old man, Abram, that he would have a child by his old wife, Sarai, who had passed her childbearing years. In fact, when Sarai heard the promise, she laughed. However, in God's time, Abram and Sarai did have a son whom they called Isaac. God promised through the prophet Isaiah that a virgin would bear a son who would be called Emmanuel, God with us. Paul, in Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, writes, "In the fullness of time, God sent his Son." When therefore Jesus says that he will come again, we can live by that promise. And this promise was affirmed by the angels at his ascension. Luke writes in Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11, as they were watching, he, Jesus, was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up towards heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up towards heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God, will come again to receive those who are his. We do not know the day or the hour. That is the Father's business. We cannot imagine how this great event, this great ingathering of souls, departed and living, will take place. That is not our business. Our business, as Jesus warns us, is to be prepared. Whenever Jesus comes again, whether we are in the land of the living or the dead, we must be prepared. The question arises, how do we prepare for the second coming of Christ? The prophet Amos in the Old Testament reading warns the disobedient people of Israel that the day of the Lord will be for them a day of darkness. Why? Because they have not been obedient to God's law. The people of Israel in the time of Amos practiced injustice and failed to love their neighbor as themselves. God therefore rejected their worship, their sacrifices, and their devotions, because true worship of God can only occur when it is accompanied by love of neighbor. If we desire to be prepared for the kingdom, which the coming of Jesus will usher in, we have to, as Amos tells the people of Israel, let justice roll down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Amos 5, verse 24. Justice, the quality of being fair and reasonable. Righteousness, right living, living by the word and will of God as set out in the teachings of Jesus. Amos points out that justice and righteousness cannot be achieved without love for God and neighbor, the two great commandments which Jesus said he did not come to abolish, but to fulfill. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. As we come to know God by studying the Bible, we will build our relationship with God and acknowledge and experience God's love for us. We will build a relationship with God through the Holy Spirit. And as we allow that relationship to grow, we will come not only to love God, but love all the people of God. The Holy Spirit will enable us to banish all prejudice, hatred, jealousy, envy, and anger from our hearts. We will have an abundant supply of the oil of love. Our light will shine forth brightly. We will see all people, regardless of race, religion, social standing, as children of God, whom God will enable us through the Holy Spirit to love. We prepare ourselves for eternal life with Christ by loving and serving each other with love here on earth. That may seem an impossible task, but we can do it. The Lord, through the Holy Spirit, will be our helper. And so we say, thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, for whom love in Christ, we cannot be parted by death or by life, hear our prayers and thanksgiving for those whom we remember this day. Fulfill in them the purpose of your love, and bring us with them to your eternal joy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We give thanks today, O Lord of hosts, for all that makes our common life secure. For the peace and freedom we enjoy, and for the opportunity that is ours of building a better order of society for the generations to come. We remember with pride and gratitude those who fought and died to make this possible. And we pray that the memory of their sacrifice may inspire us in the resolve to seek your kingdom and to do your will for the world of our day through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us pray for all who suffer as a result of war, for the injured and disabled, for the mentally distressed, and for those whose faith in God and in man has been weakened or destroyed, for the homeless and refugees, for those who are hungry, for all who have lost their livelihood and security, for those who mourn their dead, for those who lost husband or wife or children or parents, and especially for those who have no hope in Christ to sustain their grief. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, infinite in wisdom, love, and power, have compassion on those for whom we pray, and help us to use all suffering in the cause of your kingdom through him who gave himself for us on the cross, Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Gracious Father, we pray for peace in our world, for all national leaders, that they may have wisdom to know and courage to do what is right for all men and women, that their hearts may be turned to yourself in the search for righteousness and truth. For those who are working to improve international relationships, that they may find the true way of reconciliation. For those who suffer as a result of war, the injured and disabled, the mentally distressed, the homeless and hungry, those who mourn their dead, and especially for those who are without hope or friends to sustain them in their grief. Comfort them, O Lord, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of his peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Go out into the world, remembering that it belongs to God. Go out into life, remembering it is his gift to you and to each of us. Go out into service, remembering that all you do in his name is never wasted. Go out in his name, in his presence, and for his glory. Go out in the power of the Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace this day and always. Amen. Do have a rewarding, productive, and spirit-filled week. And be safe.